Hello.
Hello, is Marquise from Naples there?
Yes.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
26.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed not including Hispanic or Latino or other?
Mixed, not including Hispanic.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What was the option?
Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is woke culture or wokeism?
Never heard of it.
Joe Biden?
'80s.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Education?
'60s.
Public school teachers?
'70s.
Moms of for liberty?
What was that?
Moms for liberty? Excuse me. There we go.
'70s.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
'50s.
Charter schools?
Charter? You said charter?
Charter schools, yes.
'50s.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
'70s.
Public schools?
'70s.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say just fair.
Thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Just repeat that for me.
Yes. Would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Am I picking from one or the other, or are you saying yes or no?
One or the other, yeah.
Oh, probably charters.
And would you say they do a much better job or a somewhat more better job?
They do somewhat better.
Thank you. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Like a 7.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
Six.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Four.
Thank you. And how well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Seven.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public education, a public school education?
The state?
The state.
I'm not sure, probably half.
So is it not enough, too much, or about right?
Probably about right.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Do you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
Which one was it? Agree or disagree?
Repeat it again?
Yes. Do you need it all?
Just the question part.
Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. But we still have a few more questions to go. We're almost there, I promise. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one is, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Hello?
Yeah, are you asking me to agree or
yes, you can agree or disagree with the statement.
Without censorship, disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Repeat that one.
Yes. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
And is that a strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the next one is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Somewhat agree.
Support. Thank you. Increasing teacher pay.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Somewhat. What was it? Agreed.
Opposed or support?
Oh, somewhat support.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
This is for the people?
For teachers. Raising the standards entry into the teaching profession, including software certification and licensing requirements.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public education, and this Black New Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Somewhat, of course.
Thank you very much. Now we're around the corner to finishing the survey, but please bear with me for a couple of more minutes. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or too unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Six.
Thank you. The next one is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps them prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
Yeah, a 10.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter, so teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
Ten.
Thank you. Now, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Ten.
Do you agree or disagree, and how?
I agree.
And is that a somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. So these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Second year in college.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Partner.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Repeat that one.
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Doesn't apply.
Okay, thank you. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Repeat that one too.
Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
But for these questions,
you're doing good.
No. I'm trying to figure out how to respond to these.
Yes, it's just that for the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. So we have just a list of two. The first one was, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? And the second one was, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom mate?
The second one, yeah.
And this applies to you or applies to someone in the household?
Yeah, applies to someone else.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your kindness and your participation as well. You're free.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you.